Hello and welcome back to 365 Days with MXM Tune. I'm Maya, a singer, songwriter, video maker, Oakland native, and Olympics watcher. I'm also a huge fan of history. I love untold stories, gross facts, hidden secrets, anything weird, dark, and funky from the past. Each day I'm going to share one of my favorite deep cuts with you, so let's take a look at today's stories.
It's 365 with MXM Tune. New facts every day, so don't leave too soon. I'm gonna teach you stuff, no, it won't be tough. Gonna go a year till you've had enough. It's 365.
Today in 2012, Michael Phelps became the most decorated Olympic athlete of all time, earning his 19th medal in team relay. But then he competed at the Olympics again in 2016, earning 6 more medals, 1 silver and 5 gold. He just had to keep piling on those medals, earning 28 total. The athlete with the second most Olympic medals is Larissa Latynia, a gymnast from the Soviet Union with 18 total. She competed between 1956 and 1964. Phelps is often considered one of the greatest athletes of all time, and his performance reminds us of why the Olympics can be so fun to watch. As this episode comes out, the Summer Olympics will be taking place in Tokyo, delayed for a year due to the coronavirus. And to give you a peek behind the curtain, we recorded this episode before the Olympics started, so if anything super weird is happening, we don't know yet. So hello from the past, but we're looking forward to seeing another record-breaking greatest of all time athlete perform, and that is Miss Simone Biles. Biles might not be close to Phelps' medal record, but she has 5 medals from the 2016 Olympics, 4 gold and 1 bronze. Not to discredit Phelps' swimming, but it's easier to earn more medals in swimming when there's 18 different events. In gymnastics, there's just the team all-around, individual all-around, and individual events on bars, beam, floor, and vault. Biles is such an exceptional athlete that she has multiple skills named after her, since she was the first person to ever do them. She even wears a bedazzled goat on some of her leotards, representing the fact that she's the goat, greatest of all time. But the 2021 Olympics are a little bit different. I mean, for one thing, it's taking place in 2021, but the Olympics are still branded as Tokyo 2020, as if we needed 2020 to hang on for any longer. Still, due to concerns about the virus, only athletes, officials, and some members of the media will be allowed to travel from outside of Japan. That means that the families of the Olympians won't be able to travel to see them. The Olympic Organizing Committee hasn't been without conflict either. 2 significant officials resigned after making sexist remarks, and Japanese civilians are worried about people bringing an influx of COVID from outside countries, which is a pretty valid concern. Between 70 and 80% of people in Japan think that the Games shouldn't take place this summer. Even as vaccinations become more accessible, we still need to be taking world health extremely seriously. Still, in its pared-down form, not all of the magic of the Olympics is lost. For the first time this year, sports like skateboarding, surfing, and karate will now be a part of the Olympics. We talked about the origin of skateboarding just a few days ago on our July 27th episode. The ceremonial torch relay began in March in Fukushima Prefecture after it was sent from Olympia, Greece, as it is each Olympics. Then, high-profile celebrities and athletes in Japan carry the torch in a relay across the country until it reaches Tokyo to kick off the Olympic Games. The relay actually started and stopped in 2020. The relay took off on March 12th, 2020, and we all know what happened then. Hopefully, if the Olympics must go on, everyone can stay as safe as they can. Now, let's talk about music. On this day in 2019, the Woodstock 50 Festival was officially canceled due to legal and logistical issues. The festival was set to take place between August 16th and 18th in Watkins Glen, New York, with superstars like Miley Cyrus and Jay-Z, veterans like Santana, John Fogerty, and Robert Plant, and rising stars like Cherry Glazer and Princess Nokia. But the organizers had financial and legal disputes with the partner, which caused the whole thing to come crashing down, and they lost their venue. They tried hosting a one-day event at Meriwether Post Pavilion in Baltimore, a venue notable enough to have an animal collective named after it, but that didn't work either. They booked enough musicians for 3 days in New York, and now they were trying to have a one-day festival in Baltimore. By that point, there just wasn't enough time for them to pull together a solid event. Hey, if a festival is going to go down in flames, at least it wasn't like Firefest. Santana and John Fogerty celebrated the 50th anniversary of Woodstock anyway with shows at the Bethel Woods Center for the Arts, where the original event took place in 1969. Hey, maybe we'll have better luck in the year 2069 for Woodstock 100. And now for today's final segment, I'll be going back into my own photo archives to see what I was up to on a July 31st in my life. On July 31st, 2020, I was sent a jersey for my very first esport team that I actually paid attention to. The San Francisco Shock is an Overwatch League team, and I actually liked playing Overwatch and watching Overwatch League tournaments. Can you believe it? Me, a gamer, liking SF Shock? That's crazy. But anyways, they sent me a jersey, and I was very excited because we all know that I'm not a sportsy person. However, I do like esports. Esports are pretty fun. So shout out to the San Francisco Shock. Thanks for going back in time with me. And remember to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Come back tomorrow for more stories from the past.
It's 365 with MXM2. New facts every day. So don't leave too soon. I'm gonna teach you stuff. No, it won't be tough. Gonna go a year till you've had enough. It's 365.